Welcome to By Kids, For Kids Storytime,
produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Storytime for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy.
The story of Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who had an only son named Jack. She was very poor, and Jack was too young to work. Almost all the furniture they had been sold to buy bread, until at last, there was nothing left worth selling. Only the good cow, Milky White, remained. And she gave milk every morning, which they took to market and sold. But one sad day, Milky White gave no milk. And then things looked bad indeed.
"It's okay, Bobby," said Jack. "We have to sell Milky White. Trust me, I'll make a good bargain."
And away he went to the market. After a while, he met a butcher.
"Good morning, young man,"
said the butcher.
"Good morning, sir,"
answered Jack.
"Where are you going?"
"I'm going to the market to sell this cow."
"It's lucky I met you. You may save yourself the trouble of going so far."
With this, he put his hand in his pocket and pulled out 5 curious-looking beans.
"What do you call these?"
he said.
"Beans,"
said Jack.
"Yes, beans. But they're the most wonderful beans ever. If you plant them, by the next morning, they will grow up and reach the sky. But to save you the trouble of going to the market, I don't mind exchanging them for that old cow of yours."
"That's a deal,"
cried Jack. He was so delighted with the bargain that he ran all the way home to tell his mommy. She was so disappointed.
"Oh, go to bed, you silly boy,"
she cried. She was so angry, she threw the beans out the window into the garden. So poor Jack went to bed without any supper and cried himself to sleep. When he woke up the next morning, the room was almost dark, and Jack jumped out of bed, ran to the window to see what was the matter. The sun was shining brightly outside, but from the ground, right beside his window, there was growing a great beanstalk, which stretched up and up as far as he could see, into the sky.
"I'll just see where it leads to,"
thought Jack. He stepped out of the window onto the beanstalk and began to climb upwards. He climbed up and up. After a while, his house was just a little speck below. At last, the beanstalk ended above the clouds, and he found himself in a new and beautiful country. A little way off, there was a great castle with a big road leading straight to the front gate. He walked along until he came to a great big tall house, and on the doorstep, there was a great big tall woman, the giant's wife.
"Please, ma'am,"
he said,
"will you please give me some breakfast? I had nothing at all to eat since yesterday."
Now, the giant's wife, although very big and very ugly, had a kind heart. So she said,
"Okay, little man, come inside. But you must be quick. If my husband, the giant, finds you here, he would eat you up, bones and everything."
So in Jack went, and the giant's wife gave him a good breakfast. But before he finished it, there was a terrible knock at the front door, which seemed to shake even the thick walls of the castle.
"Oh my goodness,"
said the giantess in a terrible fright.
"That is my husband. We must hide you."
And she lifted Jack up and popped him into the empty pot. The door opened, and her husband roared out,
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. It's a boy, I'm sure it's a boy. It's a human boy. Where is that boy? I'll eat him for my breakfast.
Nonsense,
said his wife.
You must be mistaken. That's just the ox's hide you're smelling.
So he sat down and ate up a whole cow. When he finished, he said,
Wife, bring me my money bag.
So his wife brought him 2 full bags of gold. And the giant began to count his money. But he was so sleepy that his head soon began to nod. Then he began to snore, like the rumbling of thunder. Then Jack crept out, snatched up the 2 bags, and climbed down the beanstalk back to the cottage before the giant woke up. Jack and his mommy were now quite rich, but Jack thought one day he would like to see the giant's castle again. So while his mommy was away at the market, he climbed up and up and up and up until he got to the top of the beanstalk again. The giantess was standing at the door, just as before, but she did not know Jack, who, of course, was more finely dressed than on his first visit.
Please, Bab, he said, will you please give me some breakfast?
Run away,
she said.
Oh, my husband, the giant, will eat you up, bones and everything. The last boy who came here stole 2 bags of gold. Now, be off with you. Shoo, go.
But the giantess had a kind heart, and she allowed Jack into the kitchen. She gave him enough breakfast to last him a week. Just as he started to eat, there was a great rumbling like an earthquake, and the giantess had only enough time to hide Jack in the oven. When the giant came in, as soon as he was inside the room, he roared,
Fee, fi, fo, thump. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
But his wife told him he was mistaken. And after eating a roasted goat, he called out,
Wife, bring the little brown hen.
The giantess went out and brought in a little brown hen, which he put on the table.
Lay,
said the giant. And the hen at once laid a golden egg.
Lay,
said the giant a second time. And she laid another golden egg.
Lay,
said the giant a third time. And she laid a third golden egg. He was satisfied and stretched out to go to sleep. As soon as he began to snore, Jack crept out, went on tiptoe to the table, snatched up the little hen and made a run for the door. But the hen began to cackle. The giant began to wake up. But before he was awake, Jack had escaped from the castle and climbed as fast as he could down the beanstalk and got safely home to his mommy's cottage. Jack and his mommy were very happy. But one day, he crept out the window again, climbed up and up and up and up until he reached the top. This time he was careful not to be seen. He crept round to the back of the castle, and when the giant's wife went out, he crept into the kitchen and hid himself in the oven. In came the giant, roaring louder than ever.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an English man. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
But the giantess was quite sure that she had seen no little boys that morning. And after grumbling a great deal, the giant sat down to breakfast. Even then, he was not quite satisfied, because every now and again he would say,
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, I saw the blood of an Englishman."
And once he even got up and looked in the kettle. But, of course, Jack was in the oven all the time. When the giant had finished, he called out,
"Wife, bring me my golden harp."
So she brought in the golden harp and placed it on the table.
"Sing,"
said the giant. And the harp at once began to sing the most beautiful songs that were ever heard.
Blim, 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 blim,
it sang so sweetly that the giant soon fell fast asleep. And then Jack crept quietly out of the oven and went on tiptoe to the table and grabbed the golden harp. But the harp called out,
"Master, master."
And the giant woke up just in time to see Jack running out the kitchen door.
"Come back here, boy,"
he roared. He grabbed his oak tree club and ran after Jack.
Boy.
The giant was taking terribly long strides, and he was catching up with Jack. He tripped over a boulder, and before he could pick himself up, Jack began climbing down the beanstalk. And when the giant arrived at the edge, Jack was nearly halfway down. The giant began to climb down too. But as soon as Jack saw him coming, he called out,
"Bobby, quick, bring me an axe."
As soon as Jack reached the bottom, he cut the beanstalk right in two. Down came the giant with a terrible crash. And that was the end of the giant. Who knows what happened to the giantess? But Jack and his mommy grew very rich and lived happily ever after. The end.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime, produced by Audio Visual Education, performed by Lazola Porter, Jordan Orange, and Max and Ruby Dewey.
You can download more episodes of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime for free. Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy. You can also contact us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can also rate us on iTunes.
It really makes a big difference
and will help us to bring you more stories.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.